Well, it is indeed a blessing to get to be with you tonight. And I'm thankful the Lord is in charge of all the sickness and all the travels. And I'm thankful that He's the head of this church and He's coming to bless you in this meeting, even though it may have kind of not worked out exactly the way that you had planned. Evidently, He planned it that way for a reason. Hallelujah. Now, y'all remember the life of Jacob? You remember when Jacob lost his sons down there and he made a statement. He said, "All these things are against me." And you know, sometimes we get the feeling in life that same way. All these things are against me. But I want to share a truth with you tonight. It's found in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And in verse 31 it says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" So I want you to know tonight, God is for you. He's not against you. He's for you. And sometimes it may seem in life that maybe He's against us. But you come back to this verse and to this truth and you live it out in your life. God is for you, not only tonight, but tomorrow and the day after and the week after. However long you live in this life, God is for you. Now, in all these things that we go through, they are spiritual tests. And so when you go back to Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham." And we know, looking at James 1:13, that that is not a temptation to evil, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. So He's talking about testing. God tested Abraham. And all the time that Abraham walked with God, it was a testing of his faith. You remember how it started out? God told him, "About this same time next year, I'm going to return, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." And what did Abraham do? He laughed. He laughed at God. He laughed at God's ability. And so from that moment on, God had to teach him and Sarah both, because she laughed also, this wonderful truth. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And they came to see that nothing is too hard for the Lord. So began their journey of faith. And you know where God wants that to lead every one of His children. The same place that it led Abraham. In that 4th chapter of Romans, it says in verse 17, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were." Isn't that amazing, God, you have tonight? Things that are not even in existence. They're not there. And yet He calls those things which be not as though they have a reality. "Who against hope believed in hope that He might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." You know, that's where God wants all His children to wind up. Through all these trials, through all these testings of our faith, through being put in the fire. And it seems like sometimes God is against us in all we're going through. We come back to a divine reality. He's not against us. He's for us. and all the things we're going through, He's using to build our character, to strengthen our faith, and to walk more closely with the Lord. Well, not only does God test us through requiring and demanding great sacrifices like He did Abraham, to take that promised child and to sacrifice that child. That's a pretty large demand, isn't it? That's a great sacrifice. Take the dearest thing to your heart and offer it up to God. You know, God is still testing us in the same way today. Take the best thing you have, the thing you love the most, and give it to me. Oh, how hard that is. But you know, He also tests us in the times that He delays. Let me show you that from John, and then I'm going to sit down and give away. John chapter 11. John chapter 11, the family that Jesus spent so much time with, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And now Lazarus has died. And Jesus is tarrying for a few more days. He's delaying His going to see Martha and Mary. This was a great trial to Martha. In the hour of her greatest need, it seemed like the Lord didn't care. You ever get that way sometimes? In all the trials of life, it seemed like God doesn't care. Where's the Lord? Is He against me? Well, Jesus had a reason for delaying. And it comes on down, and when He finally gets there, Martha tells Him, Lord, if You had only been here, my brother had not died. And then she says, I know that he shall live again at the last day in the resurrection. And do you know that if Jesus Christ had not delayed in coming, we would never have this statement to Martha and her faith about to grow when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Believest thou this? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe. And you know what God calls on all His children to do? The world says that we have to see to believe. But Jesus says, I want you to believe in order to see. And that's exactly what happened with her. He said, roll the stone away. She said, well, Lord, by now he's stinking because he's been dead 4 days. And He said, saidest I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou wouldst see the glory of God? And He called Lazarus out of the grave. And oh, what a wonder to her faith to grow. And you know that's exactly what happens in our lives when He delays His coming. It's not because He's against us, but because He's got something greater in store. May the Lord bless you. He's not against you. He's for you.